Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, what joy to feed my soul. Something happened, and now I know. He touched me and made
me whole.
Jesus touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, what joy to feed my soul. Something happened, and now I know. He touched me and made me whole. Jesus touched you. Oh, he touched you. And oh, what joy to feel through. Something happened, and I know he touched you. Amen. Jesus touched you. Oh, he touched you. I know a joy that feels your soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched you. Amen. Jesus touched you. Oh, he touched you. And oh, what joy to feel your soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched you and me. Jesus touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, joy to feed
my soul.
Something happened, and now I know he touched me. Amen. Jesus touched you. Oh, he touched us. I know what joy to feel your soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched you and me. Yes, Lord Jesus, touch every one of us tonight. Touch every one of us tonight. This is your miracle, healing, deliverance, blessing, prosperity, prophetic, anointed, miracle service online. Yes, Lord Jesus, use this program to touch every life, everyone listening, everyone that came in, everyone that has died in, everyone that have loved in, wherever they came from. God Jesus, you know, reach out to them. They didn't come to me, they came to you. Lord Jesus, this is your program. Let it be you now. Holy Spirit, let it be you now. Jesus, let it be you now. Touch every one of us right now. Touch every man, every woman, every boy, every girl listening to this program. Lord Jesus, send your word into their lives to save, to heal, to deliver. Signs, wonders, and miracles begin to take place now. Touch them as they hear your word. Touch them as prayers are going on. Touch them as this service is going on. Let there be deliverance upon Mount Zion. This is your Mount Zion, O God. Let there be deliverance from sickness, from disease, from poverty, from frustration, from failure. Let there be deliverance in the lives of everyone that have keyed into this program, that have logged in, that have dialed in. God, let there be deliverance for them in their spirit, soul, and body, mind, and heart, blood, and water, in their finances. God, let there be deliverance for every one of them, for every one of us. God, let you be delivered from every sickness and disease, from poverty, from hardship, from failure, from frustration. Let there be deliverance for every one of us now. Yes. Yes, Lord Jesus, let it be you. Do something new. Do something new. Do something new in the lives of everyone hearing this word right now. In the name of Jesus. It is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It is Jesus in my soul. For I have touched just the hem of his garment, and his blood made me whole. It is Jesus. Wonderful Jesus, it is Jesus in your soul, for you have touched just the hem of his garment, and his blood made you whole. It is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It is Jesus in your soul. For you have touched just the hem of his garment, and his blood made you whole. Yes, Lord Jesus, touch every one of us right now. It is you, Lord Jesus. It is you, Lord Jesus. It is you we have come to meet in this miracle service online. Yes, Lord, we did not come to meet any man or woman or boy or girl. We came to meet you, Lord Jesus. Touch everyone right now. Touch every one of us right now. Touch every one of us right now. Touch our spirit. Touch our soul. Touch our body. Touch our lives. Touch our flow, touch our blood, touch our bones, touch our marrow, touch your deep with your miracle working power, with your healing power, with your deliverance power, with your anointing power. Yes, we receive your touch, we receive your touch, we receive your touch, we receive your touch. In every area of our life, God, we receive your healing touch, your miracle touch, your deliverance touch. Your anointing touch, even in our finances, in our homes, in our families, in our marriage, in our business, every area of our lives and ministries, we receive the touch of God. We receive the touch of Jesus. We receive the touch of the Holy Ghost. We receive the touch. Yes, we receive it. Yes, it's happening already. It's happening already. God is touching. Yes, God is touching you right there. He's touching you. I can see the right hand of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth laid on everyone that is hearing this program right now. The right hand of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth is laid upon every boy, every girl, every man, every woman that has keyed into this program, that dialed into this program, that have died into this program. Lord Jesus, he's touching you right now. He's touching your spirit, soul, and body. He's touching your finances. He's touching your business. He's touching your blood, your water, your bones, and your marrow. Jesus is touching you right now. Yes, we receive that touch. Yes, we receive that touch. Yes, we receive that touch. Yes, that problem is rolled away. That trouble is rolled away. In the name of Jesus, that sickness is rolled away. That issue in your life that has been longing is rolled away by the power of the Holy Ghost. Receive the miracle touch of God that makes you every week whole by the power of the Holy Ghost. Every yoke is destroyed because of the anointing of God. Yes, in the name of Jesus, receive, 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 receive. Yes, it's happening already. It's happening already. It's happening already. Hey, Rabasta Yaba. Hey, Blondolobusta. Hey, Kisanta Rabababababa. Indorobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobob Yes, the Lord Jesus is touching you in every area of your life, even in your finances. in our businesses, in our jobs, in whatever we lay our hands on to do. God is making us to prosper. Jesus is making us to prosper, to be in good health. Even as our soul prospers, we receive it. In the name of Jesus, we receive it. In the name of Jesus, we receive it. Harabasaya. We receive it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Hallelujah. We give him praise. We give him praise. Hallelujah. We give him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, we give the glory to God. You are all welcome to Miracle Service Online. I tell you, God is doing great things. Every day I receive calls of people who are receiving healing and deliverance and miracle and blessing through this program. We give God the glory, the praise, the honor, and the adoration for what he's doing in our individual lives. I tell you, if you know a friend or anyone in need, please call them right now. Let them begin to log in. Let them begin to dial into this program, because in the next few minutes, it is miracle time. God is going to heal people of frustration and failure and disappointment. God is reaching out to everyone that is logging into this program right now. The power of God is being released. The anointing is being released. Yokes are being destroyed because of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Every problem is melting away. Sickness and disease are disappearing. I can feel it here. Yes, the Lord Jesus is just doing his work right now. Yes, I'm reading the scripture right now in Luke chapter 5. St. Luke Gospel chapter 5, it talks about the story of Peter, who have been trying to catch fishes all night. See, Luke chapter 5, Peter was trying to catch fishes, and he couldn't really catch no fish until Jesus came into the boat. Jesus came into the boat, and Jesus used the boat of Peter to preach the gospel. And after preaching the gospel, Jesus said, "Now, Peter, launch one more time into the deep." And Peter said, "Master, we have toiled all night." Verse 5. Luke chapter 5, you have your Bible. Luke chapter 5, in verse 5, it says, "And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will lay down the net." The same Peter who had been toiling all night caught no fish. And now Jesus said, "At my word, trust in the net one more time." And Peter reluctantly trust in the net one more time into the water. At this time around, the Bible says that the fish began to find their way into the net of Peter, and the net was filled with fish. Fishes, you know, just came into the net of Peter, and Peter was surprised. He had to pull the net, you know, filled with fishes, and he had to call his friends to come and help him, because the fishes were so many, and it was such a great miracle, overflowing abundance. Hey, Rabbi Sir, I tell you what, when Jesus is involved in your business, that business is never going to be the same again. Peter have been toiling. You have been toiling. We have been toiling in life. All night we have been toiling. But Jesus came in. When Jesus came in, the story changed. No more frustration. No more disappointment. No more failure. Peter, now you are catching the fish, because Jesus has come. When Jesus comes into your home, when Jesus comes into your family, when Jesus comes into your business, it will never be the same again. Something good is happening right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Every yoke upon your life that you will toil and toil and toil, the Lord Jesus is destroying that yoke right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. The yoke of oppression, the yoke of depression, the yoke of obsession, the yoke of failure, the yoke of frustration that have made you to toil all night. toiled and toiled. I've caught no fish. I've got nothing. I've got nothing. That yoke is being destroyed right now because of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Yes, receive that deliverance right now. In the name of Jesus, we're not going to toil no more. We're not going to toil no more. We're not going to toil in our lives, in our families, in our ministries. We're not going to toil in our marriage, in our home. We're not going to toil like Peter toiled all night. I've caught no fish. Oh, what a disappointment. What a disappointment to toil all night, working so hard and getting so little. You see, you are struggling. You are trying to make it. You know, in your profession, in your life, in your family, in your business, in your job, you are just barely surviving. You are toiling and toiling, and you are getting nothing. That's not a blessing. That is the sign of a curse. One of the signs of a curse is retarded progress. It's stagnation. You are not moving forward. Everything is just stagnant. It's not a sign of blessing. That is a curse. Wherever that curse came from, Jesus is coming into your life right now. Jesus is coming into your family right now. Well, just lay your right hand on your computer, your laptop, your listening device, everyone, wherever you are right now, in any part of the world where you are listening, just put your right hand on your laptop or computers or iPhones or iPods or radio or television or whatever you are using to hear this message. Just put your right hand here. Put your right hand on it, because the power of God is coming to you right there. And every yoke is being destroyed. Frustration must go. Failure and disappointment must go. In the name of Jesus, by reason of the anointing of God, that yoke is being destroyed right now. The yoke of toiling and toiling, toiling in your life, toiling in your family, toiling in your business. Peter was toiling. As a professional fisherman, the devil has made him to fail. God is not the author of failure. God said, I will neither forsake thee, and I will neither fail thee. So failure came from the devil. Failure in business, failure in family, failure in marriage, failure, disappointment, disgrace, dishonor, frustration, they came from the devil. The devil came to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus has come to give life. And life more abundantly. Yes, Jesus came into the boat of Peter, into the boat of Peter, into the business of Peter. Jesus came into the family of Peter. Jesus came into the profession of Peter. Jesus came into the life of Peter. And Peter began to experience breakthrough. Peter began to experience blessing. Peter began to experience all the good things of life. Today, I prophesy to you right now by the power of the Holy Ghost that same Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, comes into your life right now, comes into your business, comes into your family, comes into your marriage, comes. Yes, Lord Jesus, do something new now. Do something new now. In our lives, in our families, in our ministries, in our homes, in our finances, Lord, do something new now. In our churches, in our ministries, Lord, do something new now. In our families, Lord, do something new now. Yes, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost. That yoke of frustration has been destroyed. That yoke of failure has been destroyed. In the name of Jesus, hey, Rabbataya, Jesus is here right now. Jesus is here right now. He's here to meet your need and to set the captive free. Oh, Jesus is here right now. You are here right now. Jesus, you are here right now. You are here to be me and to set the captive free. Oh, Jesus. It's here right now. Yeah, the second message is taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 5. St. John's Gospel, chapter 5 is the story of the man at the pool of Bethesda. For 38 years, he has been at the pool of Bethesda. He couldn't get his healing. Each time he tried to get his healing, someone else has jumped into the water and received the healing he was supposed to be getting. And he was there waiting, trying to get his healing. No healing was coming because he was sick and he couldn't move around. Each time the angel came from heaven and troubled the water, he tried to get up and tried to jump into the water. Each time he tried to jump into the pool of Bethesda, someone else had jumped in. On this particular day, Jesus of Nazareth walked into the situation. And when Jesus got there, he asked him a question. He said, "Man, do you want to be made whole?" Verse 6. You look at verse 6, John chapter 5, verse 6. John's Gospel chapter 5, verse 6. Jesus asked a question. "Will thou be made whole? Do you want to be healed?" Questions being asked to you right now. Do you want to be healed of your problems and your sicknesses and diseases? You want to be healed? And the man went forth and began to explain. He said, "I have no one to put me into this water, and so I'm not getting my healing." That's not the question. Jesus asked the question, "Do you want to be healed?" That question is being asked right now. If you want to be healed, then receive it from Jesus. Why are you waiting for water? You are waiting for the water. Who told you that it must be water? Must it be water? Jesus is available. He said, "Call upon him in the days of trouble, and he will deliver you." Why will you wait for the water? Why will you wait for the angel? Why will you wait? Jesus said, "Rise up, take up your bed, and begin to walk." Hallelujah. 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 You know, Jesus made it quick. He made it fast. You know, you don't have to go round and round, you know, trying to wait for the water. You are waiting for the angel. You are waiting for this person. You are waiting for somebody to come and put you into the water. You are waiting for this person to come and help you. You are waiting for the other person to come round. No. Those people are going to fail you. Jesus said, "You rise up and begin to walk by the power of the Holy Ghost." Yes, that same Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He has not changed. He has never changed. Right now, wherever you are, put your right hand on your laptop, your computer, your iTunes, your radio, your church. Just put your right hand there. The power of God is coming to you right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus is saying to you right now, rise up and walk. Yes, rise up from frustration right now. Rise up from sickness and disease right now. Rise up from failure and frustration right now. Rise up from untimely death. Rise up from that wheelchair. Rise up. Jesus said, "Rise up, pick up your bed and walk." In the name of Jesus, I command every one of you to rise up in your spirit, take up your bed, and begin to walk in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are right now, receive that miracle, healing, and deliverance in your spirit, soul, and body, from the crowns of your head to the soles of your feet. Be made whole, be made whole, be made whole, be made whole by the power of the Holy Ghost. Every yoke is destroyed. The anointing, yes, it's coming on you right now. The power of God, yes, it's coming from heaven. It's touching your spirit, soul, and body. You are being made whole from the crowns of your head to the soles of your feet. You are being made whole right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, receive that touch. 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 Harabasa. Yeki Santaraba. Yes, there's another person. The Lord is showing me someone. You have been struggling, trying to make it, but there is an anointing of divine favor coming upon you right now. Put your right hand on your forehead. put your right hand on your forehead, wherever you are right now. There is an anointing of supernatural divine favor that the Lord is releasing on you. You shall find favor, you shall find help, you shall find grace, you shall find mercy. In the name of Jesus, there is the dawn of a new day. Yes, that door be open, that way be open, that gate be open. Break forth now and break through and possess your possession. In the name of Jesus, yes, it's happening, it's happening, it's happening. It's happening. I can feel it. I can feel it right here. Yes, in the name of Jesus, receive. Receive, receive, receive. There's another person with a terrible pain under your chest. Your chest area, there is a terrible pain, disease trying to spread over your chest area, coming towards your left breast. Put your right hand on that spot right now. The healing power of God is coming right there. Yes, receive that touch. Receive the touch of Jesus. Receive the touch of the Holy Ghost. Receive the touch. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Jesus says to you, rise up, take up your bed and walk. Yes, in the name of Jesus, receive that healing touch right now. Yes, there's another person with a terrible back condition. Your back hurts you, back pain. It hurts you from your back down to your waist area to your back. Yes, put your right hand on your head. Put your right hand on your head wherever you are. The healing power of God is touching you right now. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, you are being made whole by the power of the Holy Ghost. Receive, 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 receive. It's going through you now. Yes, the healing power of God going through your spirit, soul, and body, through your blood and water, bones and marrow, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, be made whole right now. In Jesus' name, yes, God is showing me another person. You are in the hospital. The person is in the hospital. The Lord is touching your body right now on that hospital bed where you are restless and dead. You are lying there in the exact hospital. It's like there's no hope for you again. The Lord Jesus is touching you right now. Put your right hand on your body. Yes, Jesus is touching you right now with his healing power, with his miracle power. Receive that touch. Yes, be made whole. Rise up from that bed. Yes, you are lying down there in that hospital bed, helpless. Jesus said, rise up from that bed and begin to walk. Yes, Jesus says to you right now, rise up and begin to walk, begin to move around. In the name of Jesus, the power of God has seen you, and you have made every week whole. Yes, I can see you in the spirit. Yes, begin to run around, move around, move around, move around. Yes, in the name of Jesus, be made whole by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, rise and be healed. In the name of Jesus, let faith arise in your so, be healed in the name of Jesus. He will touch you and make you whole. He will save you and make you whole. Yes, feel free to email us, ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. You can also reach us on the phone, area code 240-552-8899 or 202-460-7110. God bless you for participating in this program. Please forward this link, forward it to all your friends and families and everyone around you. Let them receive all that God is doing. In the name of Jesus, thank you all for participating wherever you are in any part of the world. There is no distance in prayer. Jesus says to you right now, rise up, take up your bed and walk in the name of Jesus. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Let faith arise in your soul. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Touch you and make you whole. Yes. You need to walk around. Walk around. Yes, move around. Get out of that weak chair. Get out of that situation. Get out of that hospital bed. Walk around. Move around in the name of Jesus. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Let it arise in your soul. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. He will bless you and make you whole. He will bless you and make you whole. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Let it arise in your soul. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. He will bless you and make you whole.
Mm-hmm.